Hey everybody, this is Brian from Surf Guru with your Wipeout Wednesday and Thursday Surf Report, brought to you by the Gnarly Charlie Grom Series. Hey, today we are waist lucky bigger sets coming in about 6-7 seconds from the east. Now we have a 10:30-ish a.m. high tide today. It's going to look like it's going to swallow a lot of the sides, so you might want to think about the afternoon low tide as a better choice. Winds are going to be onshore in the mid-teens and may ease a bit by the end of the day. Now Thursday, we're going to be down a notch, a thigh to lucky waist high coming in from the east about 7-8 seconds. Now that's going to be to start the day because we're going to be dropping off a notch as the day goes on. We may be just a little smaller for the northern region, so Jacksonville might be a touch smaller. It's not guaranteed right now, but just looking at the buoys, we might be just a little smaller. Now northern Florida is going to see southeast winds, while south of the Cape is going to see onshore winds. But that's going to be under 10 miles per hour for the morning and, of course, build a little bit for the afternoon. Looking ahead, we are on a downward trend going into the weekend. Friday should be thigh high with maybe a lucky bigger set every once in a while from the east, accompanied by light either east or southeast winds, kind of depending on your spot. But by the afternoon, we're going to build a little bit and go completely from the east, so just a little bit of that onshore wind chop. Then it looks like we're going to be knee to thigh for Saturday and most of Sunday. So depending on your spot, winds are either going to be from the south or from the east on Saturday and Sunday. So check the wave model for your spot. Now, as always, this time of the year, they're going to be a little lighter in the mornings and then build for the afternoon. I'm tracking what looks like could be a pretty strong front passing over later on Sunday, and that should be out in the Atlantic by early next week. The models are still in disagreement at just how strong these winds are going to be, so stay tuned. But it looks like, you know, it's going to kick up a decent sized swell no matter how we slice it. Now the Euro's not showing it being quite as strong, but if it goes the way the GFS is showing, it's going to be pretty strong onshore winds, and that's going to go out pretty far into the Atlantic. Now that's going to kick up some pretty good sized surf. I'm going to say chest to head high if it holds true with this GFS model. The model is also showing that the majority of the strong winds are going to be centered north of the Cape for late Monday and early Tuesday, which could bring us a little side swell off of this from the northeast for south of the Cape, but with gentler and possibly even offshore winds, depending on where the area of low pressure that's causing this front actually ends up passing over. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed that we get that scenario, because that'll at least mean some fun waves for later on Monday and into Tuesday morning for south of the Cape before those onshore winds kind of fill in for the rest of the state and blow us out for the rest of the week. So I'm going to keep a close eye on that, and I'll update you guys on Friday. And until then, keep an eye on those cams. That's the best way to know what's going on your favorite spot. And hey, everybody, I really appreciate everyone checking out Florida's local free surfing website, Surf Guru.